The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
This is the only game of the week featuring two teams with a winning record, RJ, and I never thought I would say that involving a game with the Cincinnati Bengals, but here we are. Cincy's going to Baltimore. The Ravens are favored by 6.5 points. Everything is rolling for Baltimore right now. 5 straight wins. Lamar Jackson hasn't thrown an interception this month. He's completing 80% of his passes the last 2 games. Highest completion percentage of his career. Highest pass yards per game. Highest yards per completion. Like, he is absolutely killing it right now. And the Ravens look fantastic in this game.
So I am also a homer for, well, I don't know what that point was going to be, but I'm an RJ homer. I'm an RJ Ochoa homer, as we have well established. And I believed in the Baltimore Ravens. You did not. BLG did not. You were both frauds when it comes to the Baltimore Ravens. You cannot walk this back and say that you believed in Lamar Jackson. No, no, no. The line in the sand was drawn long ago. It's me and Kyle Barber on one side, and it's you two hooligans on the other. And
no.
No.
That is so
check the tape, stats.
Revisionist tape. History.
Kyle Barber knows what's up. Kyle, I got your back. Don't worry. Lamar Jackson is incredible. I think that if this is a dumb thing to say, but if the league or the season ended today, MVP is down to him and Dak. That's it. I mean, Kyler's lost a little bit of steam. I know the Cardinals are undefeated, but
Henry's in that argument too, dude.
He is, but if we're being real here, it's going to a quarterback, right? Like, I mean, it's unfair, but like, you know the rules as well as I do. Lamar is fantastic. I mean, Lamar is amazing. The Ravens' run game is amazing. I mean, the fact that I love to talk about how I think it's ridiculous that Mike McCarthy's not getting any Coach of the Year love. I think it's ridiculous that John Harbaugh isn't getting any Coach of the Year buzz. I mean, what he's doing, and I think that this is, they're different examples, so don't think I'm talking about Mike McCarthy this way, but like, John Harbaugh's had a lot of success recently. Obviously won a Super Bowl just like Mike McCarthy has, and just like MVP, is there some narrative that goes into that? It's almost kind of like who's the hot newbie coach of the year award. That's totally generally fair. What the award goes to. And so John Harbaugh doesn't fit that mold or fit that requirement, but I really think he's coaching his tail off. I mean, the Ravens lost J.K. Dobbins. They've lost a billion people. They have, I believe, the most people on injured reserve at the moment.
16.
I mean, they just do not quit ever. I mean, they embody that idea and that philosophy, and I credit John Harbaugh and their whole organization, their whole structure, their whole franchise. I mean, they are what the New York Giants believe they are. You know what I mean? Like, they are that. And so I love the Ravens. I have been a little bit wrong about the Bengals. I'm still not all the way ready, but you and I did challenge them last week. We said, you want us to take you seriously, go destroy the Detroit Lions. You should be a better team than them. They did do that. I think this is one of those, you know what, the Bengals are really good. They're on the rise, but you're just not there yet. I will take the Ravens to win. I will take the Ravens to cover. I think it might be like a backdoor cover sort of situation, but I do think that we'll walk away still being impressed by the Bengals.
I totally agree on Cincinnati. They are, my analogy I was going to make for them are like, they are a s'more where the chocolate is not quite melted yet. Like, you can see that it's going to be good.
S'mores are overrated as a whole. Like, they're not good at all.
You're out of your mind. You can see that it's going to be good. It's just not quite there yet. And here's the secret with the s'more, RJ. You break the chocolate and you stick the chocolate inside the marshmallow and then roast the marshmallow. That will heat up your chocolate. That gets your chocolate nice and melty. See, that is the secret. You are welcome, everybody.
How often do you even eat s'mores? Like, how often does this happen in your
life? As often as I can. How about
that? So, like, you go to the backyard, you fire up the pit, or...
Sometimes, really? I've cooked s'mores on an electric stove inside the house. That's how good they are.
See, like I kind of hate s'mores, if I'm being honest with you, because I think I think graham crackers on their own are a really great snack, and like I feel too. Like, but they've been belittled to the point that people believe that they're only like necessary in the world as like in existence for s'mores, and I hate that. Like they're great on their own, and so. S'mores suck. Like, you want a hot take? Marshmallows suck. Like, I don't like marshmallows at all. Like, marshmallows are terrible. Like, Peeps, anything marshmallow related is dumb. Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that. I only really like marshmallows in s'mores, but s'mores are fantastic. The only, you brought up John Harbaugh, so I wanted to get back to that. This is my only sort of side eye at John Harbaugh. He said this week, all the people criticizing Lamar Jackson look stupid. Now, who is criticizing Lamar Jackson right
the
now?
The Oddcast. Like,
where are these people?
The Oddcast.
Oh, come on. BLG's take is that he needs to see it in the playoffs, and I think it's legitimate.
Actually, I hate both of you for this take because you agreed with that, and I'm excited that you brought this up. I caught you because you think that Lamar Jackson has to prove it in the playoffs, but you guys are so willing to, like, you know, anoint the Rams. What has Matthew Stafford ever done in the playoffs? Like, what has Dak done in the playoffs that is different from Lamar? Like, they've reached the same point in time. What has Kyler Murray ever done in the playoffs that he gets, you know, more credit than Lamar? I mean, the only person people you can give more credit to in this capacity are Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, but like Josh Allen. Like, I know that the Bills beat the Ravens last year. Ryan Tannehill, I know you're not like standing for Ryan Tannehill, but like, what is the difference between those or Justin Herbert? What has Justin Herbert done in the playoffs?
There
that he gets
is a
all this credit?
Difference between not having a playoff resume and having a bad playoff resume.
I don't think
you
he
cannot
has a bad
argue,
playoff resume.
You cannot argue that his play in the playoffs has been as good as it is in the regular season. You can't make that argument. And so
idea that he's like terrible there, especially he gets treated in this, I get your point, but he gets that idea like placed on him in a far more aggressive way than a lot of other people do who are in similar circumstances.
I think that's fair. But I think it's fair to say he needs to do it in the playoffs and also say he's killing it in the regular season. Like, both of those things can be true. And
what
that
about Kyler Murray lost last year in an effective playoff game, and that wasn't even an actual playoff game. And he
to
was
CJ
terrible.
Beathard at home, he lost when they had their playoff lives on the line. And that's fair. You can say it about other guys too. You don't have to just say it about Lamar.
It only gets said about Lamar. Don't worry, Kyle Barber.
Success,
I got your back.
Has always come into question. They said it about Steve Young. Steve Young was winning MVPs and they said it about him. I guess so was Lamar, but you know, like, that's not a new criticism for a quarterback is my point. And I think Harbaugh's trying to do this to motivate Lamar, but really, like, right now, I don't think there are a ton of people crushing Lamar Jackson. How could you? We just illustrated how good it is. For Cincinnati, like, how are they doing this? Like, that's what I want to know.
They were right, by the way. They did, and I know you guys touched on this too. They were right. Good for them.
I don't know about that. You're saying Chase over Sewell?
Right now they can pound their chest and say
Sewell's
right.
not That's, bad at all.
No, but their argument can be this was why we wanted Jamar, right? Like, we've unlocked it. You know what I mean? Like, and that may not like fundamentally be true, but the take is fair right now. But yeah, you're right. Look, do you believe in Joe Burrow? Like, are you like, where do you rank him? Like, give me a Joe Burrow sandwich. Like, who's a quarterback who's slightly better than Burrow and who Burrow's slightly better than? Make your
it's
own.
It's almost like when you're driving, right? Like, if someone is driving, you always drive at the perfect speed, right? If someone's driving faster than you, you're like, oh my God, that person's driving like a bat out of hell. And if they're driving slower than you, you're like, oh my God, step on the gas. That's kind of how I feel about Joe Burrow, right? Like, if you're better than him, I think you're pretty good. But if you're worse than him, I really have some questions about you. My biggest thing with him is he needs to play the game and not put himself in danger. He's so reckless with his own body. The Bengals have given up 16 sacks this year, and that's not all on their offensive line. Part of that is on Joe Burrow, some quarterbacks have an instinct to protect themselves. We were just talking about Lamar Jackson. He absolutely has it, especially for a guy that runs as much as he does. He does not take big hits. He's very good at getting down and protecting his body. Russell Wilson has it. Kyler Murray has it. He's awesome at it. Joe Burrow does not have it. Baker Mayfield does not have it. Carson Wentz doesn't have it. Some guys have that instinct and some don't, and Burrow does not.
Actually, you brought up some names. I wanted to ask you this. There are four quarterbacks in the AFC who we slam dunk take over Burrow just at this particular point in time and seemingly for the conceivable future. Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson, right? And rank them however you want, but those are easy.
Fair.
Any quarterback in the AFC besides those four that you are 1,000% taking over Joe Burrow today?
Derek Carr.
I don't think so. Like, and I'm not playing the, like, I'd rather have the rookie contract. Like, I'm not playing that game. I'm just, like, straight up, I'm not, you know, I'd rather take Joe Burrow at this point. I've seen enough from Derek
Carr.
The
injury thing.
Have you seen that TikTok stats? It's like, I've seen what I needed to see. Like, that's how I feel about Derek Carr. You know what I mean?
I have not seen that, but it sounds fantastic. I just worry about Burrow, like, sacrificing his own body. He can't even talk right now, RJ. He's on vocal rest because he cannot speak. That's how much danger Joe Burrow puts himself.
That's the new thing. It's like, oh, you said something stupid? Yeah, you're on vocal rest. You know what I mean? that's the new thing. It's come and watch out.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.